to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
And so I do want to take just a moment to thank everyone who participated in making last Sunday absolutely magnificent, beyond possible. We made it magnificent. And we have really launched something new. And I can't wait to see where we go. So this morning, we're going to talk about loving out loud. So let's start by taking a breath together. So our theme for September is love out loud. And this morning, we are specifically focused on loving ourselves. Now, some people may encounter that thought as rather narcissistic and self-centered, and yet I assure you, nothing could be further from the truth. I love the song that Ricky Byers brought us. And it's a chant, and the lyrics are very simply, I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can start loving me. It's the whole loop of reciprocity right there in one glorious chant. And I think it's important to recognize that it starts with, I love myself so much. And all too often, this is one of those moments where maybe it's just me, but I don't think so. All too often, we fail to recognize the barriers that we're living with that stop us from loving ourselves, and then we seek to fill that gap by getting other people to love us, all the while we are silently, unconsciously affirming that we're not lovable by the act of seeking love outside of ourselves as a way to give us something that we have forgotten that we already have, more than have, that we already are. See, in science of mind, you will often hear God as synonymous with love. And let's just own that words are challenging. They just are. There will never be adequate words to express what the infinite is, because we're using finite words to talk about something that is infinite. So it's just a thing, and we navigate it as best we can, recognizing that it's in the silence that we encounter that deep love that transcends anything that we will ever experience in this human realm. It is that I-thou relationship that quite literally is within ourselves, because it is with ourselves because there's only one thing happening here, right? And again, it challenges the brain, because we live in this world, this physical realm that is oftentimes filled with war and violence and divisiveness. And so it can become challenging to see God, to see love in every situation. And it calls us to look past the shadow, past the darkness, past the condition, and more than see love, to know that love is right in the middle of everything, right there, and that you are that. And that's really our superpower. Right? We have the power to bring love to every situation, to every experience, to every circumstance, despite what is the presenting circumstance in the human realm. We get to bring love to that. You will rarely hear me use the term unconditional love, because I think it sets up a falsehood that there's something other than unconditional love. Love is love, folks. Love, by definition, is unconditional. And so at best, the term unconditional love is a beautiful redundancy. And let's be really clear. Love is all there is. It's all there is, no matter what. So how do we begin to navigate this experience of stuff that doesn't actually feel so loving? M. Scott Peck, at the very beginning of his book, The Road Less Traveled, wrote this. I couldn't tell you anything else from that book by quote, but this stuck with me. He said this: once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly understand and accept it, then life is no longer difficult. Because once it is accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters. Falling in love is not an act of will. It is not a conscious choice. Now, why would he say that? Because love is what we are. It just, it's a fact. Love is what we are. And yes, life in this human realm is filled with challenges. The thing I want to bring us to this morning is the question, are you willing to navigate the discomfort of letting go of all of your resistance to truly experiencing the love that you are? Are you willing to do the work to clear away everything that blocks love? Rumi says it this way: our job is not to create more love, but simply to remove all the barriers that we've created against it. That, my friends, is what I have experienced as what M. Scott Peck talks about as the difficulty of life. The difficulty of life is clearing away everything that I was conditioned to believe life is, so that I actually can experience what life is. Ernest Holmes says this: ultimately, we shall see that the universe rests on the shoulder of love, that God is love, and that all of the errors of humanity are the result of ignorance of our own true nature. An evolved soul judges no one, condemns no one, but realizes that all are on the road of experience, seeking the same goal, and that each must ultimately find their home in heaven. Now, Dr. Holmes is not talking about a residence in the cloud that we go to after we surrender this physical body. He's talking about finding our home in consciousness. Heaven is a state of mind. Heaven is that place of awareness of the truth of our being, of the love that we already are. And so we get to take this beautiful journey that gets us there. Intuition is a big part of that. And it's important for us to recognize that intuition, in terms of what we teach in Science of Mind, is defined as spirit knowing itself. It's not some outside thing communicating to us. It's an inside thing communicating as us. It is that unconditioned spiritual essence constantly nudging us along our journey of self-discovery. And so when we talk about self-love, what we're really talking about is surrendering our attachment to the human self and meeting our divine self, which is love. It is, in so many respects, I think of it as the ultimate reciprocity. And as I discover the truth of who I am, I simultaneously discover the truth of who you are. And as you discover the truth of who you are, you discover the truth of who everybody you meet is. Because that's how it works. When we know God one place, we know God every place, because God is all there is. Love is all there is. So when we can get beyond all of these artificial thought barriers that keep us from the love that we are, just that much quickly, we begin to live from that love. And we bring that power to every situation, to every circumstance. And that is that power that lets us stand in the middle of turmoil and be a center of peace. It allows us to presence with someone who is deeply grieving and know that we don't need to do anything. We simply need to be a loving presence. As I begin to wrap up, I will offer you this. You were not born to fit in, so just stop it. You were born to stand out. See, fitting in means anchoring more deeply in condition, standing out, being that bright light. In this moment, I'm remembering that song I was raised with. I'm gonna let my little light shine. Are you willing to uncover the light that you are, to uncover the love that you are, to be a beacon of incomprehensible joy in a world that may not understand it yet? Are you willing to be it? Because it's the truth of your being, and that as you be it, you participate in making that available to everyone. It will never be our job to change someone else's consciousness. It's not our job. Our job is to change our own consciousness, to change our own use of consciousness more accurately, because we are consciousness in form. And as we change our experience of ourself, our divine self, as we let go of our need to fit in, and we stand boldly in standing out, we become a beacon of light that attracts people that are wanting that. That is the law of attraction. Be the love and watch it flow to you. It will flow like a waterfall. It has no off switch. I promise you, it is your birthright, and it is what we collectively as Columbia CSL are. And so I invite you, let's take another breath together. And I invite you to take a minute and to set an intention for this week, to allow yourself to hear that intuitive voice from within, offering you a nudge forward. And I invite you to say yes to that nudge, even if you don't understand it, and especially if it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. That's growth. And you're welcome to put your intention for the week in the chat, and you're welcome to just hold it silently. And just know that you are held in love, and that we are holding each other in that space now and for always. I adore you. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.